Two sections of Chiefswood Road were discussed by Six Nations Elected Council in relation to possible changes that could be made to improve the road's traffic flow and safety, opposed to its current conditions. The first point of interest was Chiefswood Road, where it intersects with Highway 54. Councillor Dale Bombury says preliminary discussions were had by its Built Environment Committee about changing the current intersection into a roundabout.
In relation to an update regarding the intersection improvements for Highway 54 and Chiefswood, which is looking, they actually had two options in regards to the flow through on the traffic, and the one that is being favored is the roundabout.
He explained why the road change is up for discussion and the hope that it could provide a solution to improve traffic flow at the intersection.
Yeah, I know this was talked about years ago in regards to having a little more, I guess, speed, because I know the lights are timed. Mm-hmm. So you sit there on one end and you got to wait till your turn comes. It just has a flow, a pattern that it follows. So this was an avenue of wanting to maybe increase the traffic flow. I know people wanting to go right sometimes, they have to sit and wait for the light to wait to turn before they can turn right. So hopefully this will be looked at as a little more efficient. However, I know there's a lot more work that has to be done in regards to identifying the overall cost and everything and identifying funding.
Councillor Hazel Johnson says currently discussions have surrounded a single lane roundabout to be constructed.
Yes, the majority of the discussion did deal with the roundabout that's proposed in the coming future. And basically it was just general questions on, I think it's a single lane, right, Dale? It is a single lane.
Single lane roundabout. Yeah, just looking at the documentation. Yeah. Yes.
And you know, there were some questions with regard to why not a double lane instead of having to redo that in the coming years.
Councillor Elena Vinevery says the committee has asked for more information before a final decision is made. She says some concerns were shared with the roundabout only being a single lane and if that would address the current volume of traffic seen at the location.
The committee asked for more information to come back because the traffic study that was done to generate these options for us was done in 2018. That's pre-COVID, that's pre a lot of expansion in our neighboring cities and planned expansion. So there was a lot of concern around the committee table that a single lane was not going to be adequate even now. I did ask when the traffic, like the exact times that the traffic study was done, because in my opinion, we far too often see that things are done in a hurry and in haste, and they're not adequate enough for our needs. So a traffic study like that at this big intersection should include our busiest time. So what does that look like at powwow time? What does that look like during the summer when there's races and activities? Tourism would like to ramp up their offerings. So there's, to me, that 2008 traffic study was not adequate enough for the committee to move it forward. So we have asked for more information.
The other section of Chiefswood Road discussed for a possible change was the village's crosswalk located at Sunrise Court and having a full traffic light installed. Councillor Amos Key explained the possible changes that he feels are needed to address safety concerns for pedestrians.
Question and is regarding the crosswalk here by the plaza. I think I brought it up about probably 6 months ago, that the danger of people crossing there. It was sort of suggested that they might make that into an intersection coming from that street right into the plaza and having two crosswalks with a stoplight.
Councillor Dale Bombury says that location has previously been discussed for a possible change and that more discussions can be had with Six Nations Public Works to see if those changes could be implemented.
I haven't heard nothing from Mike, but that's a question we can put out to him in relation to what the progress he's made to date in relation to that. But I know the idea and concept of making it an actual intersection, changing the entrance into the plaza, has always been on the table. And I know historically, I know the financial figure was always at a good number, that there was really no capital at the time. But yeah, we can look for the director of Public Works to give an update on that, or even maybe even have Derek look into it as well.
He also explained other potential changes that are being discussed in hopes to improve the safety for both traffic and pedestrians at the crosswalk's location.
The other thing they're looking at too, Amos, is looking at, because of the speed, people aren't respecting the speed limit. That looks like it's only like 40 kilometers, and people are going by 50, 60 kilometers. So I know one of the things they're looking at is putting in those large speed bumps. They're like probably about 3 or 4 feet wide. So you actually got to slow down to go over those because you'll fly a little. But that's one of the other thing they're looking at, as well as looking at cameras in relation to identifying the speeders.
No changes or final decisions on either location were made by council, but they were accepted as information during the September 23rd General Council meeting. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic news.